In 15 days, Nelson will be electing its new local government, putting six people from the community in City Hall to make decisions on how your life is going to look in the city for the next 4 years. Up first in this second segment of interviews with local candidates is Jesse Pinheiro, who operates the downtown Nelson Boxing Gym.
I've lived in Nelson since 1995. I moved here in grade 10 and graduated in 1997. I've been running a boxing club downtown for the last 6 or 7 years, and I've lived in Nelson on and on since 1995. I went to school for social work in 2016. I graduated with a certificate in that. And I've been a part of the community in a lot of other ways as well, you know, being the location of my business and the nature of my business has given me a window into what's going on in town from a lot of different perspectives. And I hope to bring that to the table.
So what issues come to mind when you're thinking about what you want to do on Nelson City Council?
Yeah, my understanding of how council works is that council sort of has the ability to set the tone for projects and for the city as a whole, for the culture of the city. And I'd like to see us set a tone which, you know, we're trying to make the city a great place to live. And I think in the past, maybe my impression has been that people are trying to make it a great place to visit. I really think that anything that makes it good for the people that live here automatically is appreciated by people that visit. The other way around isn't necessarily true, but I just like to see council focus on making it easier and bringing the quality of life for the people that live here to be, you know, the best it possibly can be. So that's housing, those are jobs, that's a transit system that functions, that's a viable option for people. And those are big things, and making incremental moves and smart moves that incorporate everybody's point of view.
Why do you think people should entrust you with their vote? What would make you a strong candidate for a seat at the council table?
I think I bring the ability to communicate, and I have a unique perspective in the sense that I'm a bit at the crossroads of town, and you know, where my business serves people that, you know, have nothing, and it also serves people that have everything. And I think both of those perspectives are valuable because everybody lives here, and everybody's affected by everybody. You know, we need to be more inclusive as a community, and I think that I have the skills and the communication and also the connections in the community to facilitate those conversations when they happen. And I think I'm also I'm realistic about what we can accomplish and maybe what we can't. I think we need to move incrementally and think long-term. What are the solutions to the problems that really stress people out in this town? You know, poverty and homelessness and climate change and all of these things, they're really big issues, and there's a tendency to be petrified by them and not move forward. And I think council just needs to be slow and steady and make these small little adjustments and move towards a better town in 10 years, in 20 years, down the road for our kids, and make sure that it's still a livable community by them. I believe I have the skills to contribute to that conversation, and I look forward to the opportunity.
That was Jesse Pinheiro, City Council candidate. Next up is Brenton Raby.
I've lived downtown Nelson for 15 years. I moved here from Cortez Island. I have family that's employed in the forestry industry, and like so many in the city of Nelson, I've had to have several jobs to afford to live here. Some of those have been as the farmer's market manager. I also drove the Zamboni at the community complex for a number of years. Currently, I'm the parks and trails maintenance contractor in the regional parks. I own and have developed a downtown commercial building that's currently the location of a cafe and an ice cream gelato manufacturing business.
What issues in Nelson are most pressing to you now, politically?
Regional and provincial cooperation in mitigating the stresses on Nelson's city social services. The City of Trail might be reducing its shelter's capacity from 18 to 8 beds. This decision will have a real effect on Nelson. The city's roles and responsibilities related to development. The new council will consider the staff development permit report on the waterfront development known as Shorelines, including its 60-slip marina with a 10,000-square-foot deck and a 5,000-square-foot commercial use, including a bar. When asked by council if the development had considered Nelson Next, the city's climate aspirations, the answer was no. Core community services, such as the Gyro Pool and Rotary's proposed spray park in the Arts Gibbons Park. Finally, I will ask that the city staff review and present a report to council on the city participating in BC WildSafe's Bear Smart program. It is a clear roadmap forward in protecting both citizens and bears.
Why should people give you their vote for city council?
I am knowledgeable on the roles and processes of city government. I agree with Councillor Morrison in that there have been too many in-camera meetings that have been closed to the public. And with it, councillors continuing the discussions into aspects that should be held in an open meeting. I will ask relevant and timely questions at the council table. I am a very strong supporter of Nelson's heritage, especially Touchstones Museum and the Sean Lamb Archives. I feel that I can contribute to the new council in building on the successes of the previous council.
And with that, we'd say thank you to Brendan Raby, candidate for Nelson City Council.
Next up, we have Keith Page, who is hoping to be re-elected after his last term on Nelson Council.
Yeah, so I have been running a small business in Nelson for the better part of 10 years now, out on Vernon Street, called The Repair Factory. I've been doing IT technical services for the last 20 plus years. I originally come from Central Alberta. I grew up raising cattle and farming large sections of land out there in Central Alberta out by Three Hills. Been out here for 16 years now and just plugging away, helping people, fixing things as I always have. And now going into my first re-election, I've spent the better part of the last political term just working on issues ranging from community preparedness and for any kind of wildfire event or any other natural disaster that could come down the chute.
What issues do you see as relevant now and perhaps in the next few years to come?
What has happened over the last number of years with the pandemic and the economic turmoil that it's caused and it's going to cause, I think our economic resilience, our supply chains, our ability to recruit people for businesses and our attraction as a destination for people to do business is going to be top of mind going forward. And one of the key things that worries me is in the State of the Basin report last year, the Columbia Basin Trust pointed out that both Nelson, Fernie, and Revelstoke, all being ski towns, are being held back economically because of the endemic housing supply shortage in our communities. And it's something that when we pull away from kind of like the high upper levels of partisan politics, local government has a very concrete role it can and should be playing to bring units online that address those parts of our population that are underserved and that create those bottlenecks as people try and move around. As we mostly will appreciate, even well-to-do older residents are unable to free up their large homes and move into something more appropriate for their stage of life simply because the supply isn't there. And so we lose people to other communities and those units get tied up for longer periods of time and prevents young families and new families from moving into them. And there's a general illiquidity in our housing supply, which exacerbates all sorts of issues from affordability to simply just having an appropriate amount of space to support a growing family.
And what makes you, Keith Page, a good candidate for Nelson City Council?
One of the things I've really tried to bring to my public service has been to kind of cut through the crud, as it were, and provide as much clear and concise and relevant information as possible wherever people are. Like, we really need to meet each other where we're at. I think what's most important for the voters out there in Nelson is just knowing that whatever the issue of the day is, my first stance is to bring participation in from the public, to take stuff that I've learned from council and bring it back as much as possible, so people have a clear understanding of what we're trying to accomplish and we can help shape the work so it's the best it can be from that perspective.
The time has now come to Kyle Wilkinson, who is another candidate for the position. Mr. Wilkinson, tell us a bit about yourself, your background. What have you been doing personally, professionally, and perhaps politically?
I live right here in Uphill. My wife, Carla, and my three sons live here in the community alongside me. We take our children to the local events here, attend hockey. They all attend the local boxing club here, owned by Jesse on Baker Street. And every Tuesday I do crossing guard on Mill and Josephine to make sure that the kids make it to school safe. So, a big part of who I am in this community is being a kind person to every person I interact with, and also really holding a spot for the youth that's up and coming in this community.
In the interest of time, what issues, when you look at Nelson, do you see being relevant for you and now and perhaps in the coming years in terms of council work?
You know, for me, there's a large scope. I listen to the voters and the citizens of Nelson, and ultimately their needs are first and foremost. So a lot of the issues I hear right now are on, how we're dealing with the bears coming down out of the woods and whether we can go to weekly garbage pickup. So what I did was I quickly tried to understand that and that concept and look at it from a business perspective, a citizen's perspective, and then a safety perspective. So, I know that we're looking at food cycling opportunities in Lower Fairview, and we're going to be launching a program to support 1,600 food cyclers, meaning that could alter, the type of waste that's in the garbage. But I think while we're piloting a program like that, I think it would be really smart for us to look at going back to weekly garbage pickup, a quick and simple solution to mitigate the problem in the interim until, we get a lot of smart individuals who specialize in these categories and reach out to other municipalities and see what they're doing and what's working. Another topic that I would love is seeing Gyro Pool open. But then I also remind myself that over the past 3 years, we've had difficulties in the hiring sectors and the training sectors. So for me, I just want to bring an element of compassion, but also the reality of how do we solve the problem and the what's and the whys. And I think a lot of my experiences in business and with my family and being a community-minded individual is really going to support, my element of what I can do to accomplish those goals.
Why do you think people should vote for you? What do you think makes you a good fit for a counselor?
Absolutely. The 15 years that I've lived in Nelson, I really pride myself on leading every experience with the best possible person you can be. When I really think about why people should vote for me, the real reason I come up with is I'm not a politician. I'm a family man. I'm a businessman. I understand local community. And I don't say I'm a politician for any negative impact of not or being. It's just I'm not going to give a response based off of what should be heard. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be integral. And I'm going to speak from my heart in any opportunity I can. And I would like to align and collaborate with smart individuals who specialize in areas, and we can do the best we possibly can for Nelson.
And with that, we say thank you to Kyle Wilkinson, councillor candidate and store manager, Kootenai Co-op.